Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining me today. Today, we're going to talk about what was just mentioned in that track, which is how we use transformation to generate change and to be a catalyst for our next level of growth. So that's a big part of this Beyond the Logo conversation. So I'm Jay Winslow, and I've been working in the area of brand development, business strategies, and scaling for my entire career. I work with leaders, founders, and executives who are charged with growing and expanding their brand, business, and reach. So I want to start today with something very important that I want to embed because it's the basis of all of this. And that is, obviously, that I've already stated that your brand is not your logo. Your brand includes your logo, but it is not all about your logo. The concept that this is really resting on, that is the foundational piece, is that your brand is the soul of your business. That's right. Your brand is literally the DNA and the expression of your soul, the soul that you infuse into the business. So if you are a founder or you grew up with something, this idea that you wanted to create, and now you're finally getting to do that, well, that is your soul's calling. And it really is something that is worth celebrating. It's worth digging into. And as so many of the other speakers have noticed today, how we grow ourselves really impacts how we grow the work. So where I want you to get started is that understanding that you are here to really steward in this new phase, if you will, of building a brand, not as the gurus have shared, because all the people that are talking about do it like this and do it like that, they're sharing what has worked for them. That is their personal recipe for success, not yours. It may work for you and it may not. But you don't know until you really take a moment to dig into your own brand's DNA. So before I go any further, I want to illustrate some of this by sharing with you one of the areas that could really help you identify all of this. So we are going to go within because all of this is really built from inside. But the first step is think about a business that you admire. Take a second, write that down. And then it just needs to be one. I'm sure you admire more than one, but just write down one. And below that, give yourself three attributes of that business that you admire. So let's say the business is Apple or Tesla or Disney or Spanx with Sarah Blakely. I'm going to be talking about her in a minute. The first thing that we want to, so think about that, because it's very likely that what you are admiring in someone else, those attributes apply to you as well. So hold on to that, and I'm going to share with you a quick story about how we get to the heart of your brand attributes. I have all the people that I work with are, of course, just like yourself, unique. They are unique in what they offer because none of us are the same, right? Our fingerprint is formed in the womb. It is only here. Yours is the only fingerprint like it in the whole world. You are the only person like you in the whole world, even if you have a twin. Your makeup, your point of view, the way that you've experienced life, no one else has that. So I was working with a guy, he's a realtor, and he was really struggling. It was when the market, again, was taking a dive, and we started working together, and he really felt like this was his last chance, like he thought he was going down. So I asked him something that I've been asking other owners for decades, because I started doing this through the visual door. That's how I got into branding. And I've moved beyond that because I am very interested in business and found that when I could work with an entire budget rather than a single brochure or logo or whatever, I had an opportunity to make a bigger impact. So I asked him the question I ask most of my people, which is, what about the business do you really enjoy? What part of it do you really like? Because it's not my business, it's his business. And he said something very surprising to me. He said he most enjoyed foreclosures. And I was thought, what? Really? I couldn't think of anything more depressing and sad and upsetting. But he really felt that it gave him an opportunity to help people in their hour of need, like in a great space of time, that his services, when married with their needs and their urgency and their fears, he could really comfort them and help walk them through this. We built an entire model based on this awareness, and it changed his entire world in only a few months. At the end of our time together, we worked together for only about 6 months. And at the end of that time, when we were recapping, how did it go? He shared with me something really important. He shared that not only business was better, but he had gone off his depression meds that he had been on for years because he could never handle his anxiety. He also had business flowing to him, and his relationship with his wife had gotten better, so much better that they were now shopping for their own home and they were looking at adopting a child, which is pretty exciting and far beyond what I would have assumed or even thought about our work encapsulated. The cool thing is, this happens and works for everyone. You know, I had a guy that worked a business here, and his favorite thing was to give parties. So he started partnering with nonprofits in the area, and he provided the location and they brought the audience, and together they both won. And I can tell you story after story of things like that that happen. And that's my first hint. What is it that you greatly enjoy that you can then really integrate and infuse into your work? And if you look at the businesses that you have identified as someone you admire, trust me, that's what they've done too. So you want to go deeper and look at how exactly have they married what they do well, their zone of genius, their joy, their enjoyment, and how have they manufactured a way to build that into their work? So that's one. The second story is really about something I talk about all the time. Years ago, I had a design firm in New York City, and I partnered with my ex-boss from Women's Day magazine, where I used to be a full-time freelancer until she and I started this design firm. And there was a woman that was one of our vendors, and I really admired her. She looked great all the time. She was very put together. She had a great attitude. She got everything done seamlessly, easily, it seemed. And she was just very unflappable, which I don't really consider myself to be, but I have learned to be. Anyway, it was fascinating to me because she sat next to a guy in her office. She was the business owner's daughter. And she sat next to a guy who was miserable and grumpy, and his clients were always complaining. And here it was, it was the same service, same widget. And yet she was super successful and he was just struggling all the time. And I was fascinated by this. And what I have realized is that we attract who we are. Like, we understand that intellectually, but to see it play out day after day was really like a powerful, powerful message. So when I work with leaders that are angry at their team, or they're pissed off because they lost a contract, or they had a fight with their wife the night before, they often don't realize that they're carrying all of this with them all the time. And energetically, they are not able to really attract what they want, because people are not just responding to what you do. People are responding to who you are being. And when we really are careful about who we are being, then we realize that is the source of our brand. That is us getting to the soul of our brand and seeing what attributes we can leverage, utilize, amplify, accelerate, embrace, and embody so that we become this new, better version of ourselves, not because we're someone different, but because we're really taking ownership for all that is possible for us. And that is a huge shift for many leaders because they're so focused on the numbers. Many people come to me because their sales have gotten flat. They think they need a rebrand. Their team is exhausting them. They're exhausted. They might be on the edge of burnout. And really, oftentimes when I do the diagnostic, I find that it's none of that. There's all of these challenges underneath the numbers. And when we start looking at all of the things that we can focus on rather than the numbers, then we're building a more solid foundation for them to really succeed. And it does not take long to get in alignment with that. Oh, and that reminds me. So I'll get back to that in a second because I just want to say that here's what we know strategically. Great brands stand out. They don't copy. They don't mimic. They really get curious about what makes them tick, and then they apply that over and over and over. And that's where I have come up with the phraseology of we are looking to become coherent leaders. I think it's a lie that we've been told that we all need to be in alignment. Alignment sort of implies that we're at a 10 on everything. So we're at a 10 in relationships, we're at a 10 in sales, we're at a 10 in branding, we're at a 10 in strategy, we're at a 10 in making money. No, that's impossible. That's a robot. We know those are happening. The beauty of what you infuse is your humanity. And humans weave things together into a beautiful tapestry, into a fabric that reflects their uniqueness, that reflects their fabulosity, as I call it. And it's really this myth that you have to be perfect, which is partly what exhausts people. And when we put all that down and get, again, curious about what are the attributes that I have and that my business has and that my ideal clients have, where are those intersections that we can then get creative about, that we can then start to play with, that will yield something new? And that's really where we start. I mean, think of it a bit like an orchestra. Like an orchestra, everybody has their role. If everybody was playing their instruments at 100%, it would be chaotic and noisy and really unpleasant. So it's so much better when we have the music, the strategy, a plan, the path to get where you want to go, and a brand that encompasses it all. Because your brand is not, again, a logo. Your brand is all the DNA and all the aspects from who answers the phone and how to the top leadership and how they manage to solve problems, to bring in new business, to interact with team members, to mentor. So I want you to think about this. When you are coherent as a leader, you are the one holding the vision. You are the brand leader. That's what brand leadership is. When you think about the next thing that a leader has to do, we are instilling that vision into everyone else. We're selling the vision, if you will. We're enrolling others. We're sharing from this place of joy, of passion, of curious persuasion, very different. The next place is that we have to then create. We have to create that widget. We have to create the plan. We have to create the workshop or the way for people to use your product or for the service to be really palatable for your audience. And then the next place is then how do you catalyze? How do you catalyze all of these people so that they are activated and anticipating and ready to move forward? How do they help you accelerate as you help them accelerate? It's really a partnership. It's not something you do alone. It's something you do in partnership. Your brand should really pull people in and help people understand that what they have is special And what you bring is also this magical quality that cannot be found anywhere else. This fabulosity is really important to identify. So as you move forward, it's really easy to think that your logo is going to get you all the way there, that that's the only thing that you need, but that's not really true. As brand leaders practice coherent leadership purposefully, daily, into spaces where no one is even aware of what they're up to, then their soul, their brand's expression can really line up. So your messaging is on point. So your mission is being put into the world so that that action every day that you're creating, that is your legacy being formed today. Because each day we are building something new and we're not waiting. We're always in action. The question is, will you use those actions to really become the best version of yourself and building the best version of that business so that it can grow, so that you can exit and sell it for something that you had maybe not thought about? I often think about Sarah Blakely. And she talks about this a lot, that she grew up in an atmosphere where failure was embraced. And this is one of the things that I find that so many business owners are frightened of, because we don't want to fail. We don't want to screw up. We don't want to be seen as somebody who isn't capable. But the truth is, all of life is just a big experiment. And she had a dad that every evening would ask, well, what did you try today? Where did you fail? And at some point, she came home and told him that she had auditioned for something and it had not gone well. And rather than thinking that he would really, you know, poo-poo or have something to say about that, he congratulated her on trying. So today, I want to challenge you to try something new, to bring into your brand something that if you started building it today, it would lead to a different result in the days to come. Think about, where do you want to be by the end of the year? This is a great, great time to really reassess, because the first piece of branding in any business or with any person is to start with doing an assessment of our assets. What is it that you currently work with? Well, that would be some of the attributes that we spoke about earlier. Those are called values. We didn't have that word when I first started out, believe it or not. I would ask people, what's important to you? Because that's what we want to reflect in their brand. Maybe you love to go boating. Well, that's not going to be your everyday thing if you're speaking about air conditioning. However, that joy that you bring to boating and that pleasure that you have, that's what we want to infuse into your business. So what is it about boating? Is it because it makes you feel free? Because the wind's in your hair? Like what exactly is it? And we take those different values. Some people value community. Some people value, I don't know anyone that really values money. We value what money is capable of doing for us. And that's what we want to get really clear about. So just sit with this, sit with these ideas and see what emerges for you, because that is the place where everything will happen. That is the place where you will start connecting these dots and seeing your brand emerge and as this soul of your business, and get really clear about how you want to speak to your strengths, your values, your mission, and your mission statement. A mission statement isn't just some exercise that you write down and put away and never use again. It should be a living, breathing document that allows you to revisit it and reestablish and reemerge as this newest evolution of you. If you're not evolving, you're not growing. If your business isn't evolving and adjusting, I work with my people, we revisit their intentions every quarter. People used to do this like every decade, but we can't anymore because the world moves so quickly. So designing your business strategy, your brand strategy, and the pathway to all of the things that you desire, well, that's seated in your brand. And it isn't superfluous. It's not about your logo, your tagline, your shiny Instagram page. It really is about how are you showing up every day as a leader who embodies and not only embodies the brand and the messaging, but is willing to get bold, to be brave, and to let their personal transformation impact and infuse the DNA of their business so that we're always elevating and moving to the next level of growth. That's how you add another zero at the end of your revenue. That's how you add more team members. And that's how you go from wherever you are to really where you want to be in a way that builds success, not only for you, but for all the other businesses that you impact along the way. It's easy. It's not as hard as you think. And it can be the most fun you've ever had. And if truly your business isn't a joy for you, then you need to have a look at this and start over and see where is the gold? Where is the gold that, I don't know what just happened. Where is the gold that you can uncover and unearth so that those nuggets that you possess, which you may not even be aware of that you do, how can those be unearthed? And oftentimes that means working with someone else because I don't know if you know this, it's very hard to see your own fabulosity because it's so ingrained and so natural that we don't see our own specialness. We need the reflection of others. So when you build your brand, do it with someone else. Have a partner, at least one, have a success team. I mean, you certainly wouldn't, most of us aren't doing our own taxes unless we're an accountant. We're not giving ourselves physical exams, even when we're a doctor. Like, we need teams to help us really grow and become the best version of ourselves so that we can build an unforgettable brand. And I hope that you take this on and you do it for yourself. So thank you. Please reach out to me if you have any questions or any thoughts or would like to go further. You can always find me at unforgettablebrands.com or I am Judy Winslow on Facebook or LinkedIn. On LinkedIn, I think I'm Judy Wins. And I would love to talk to you about your business, its growth, and where your vision is taking you now. Because I'm sure it's something fabulous. So be in touch. Thanks for joining me. Have a great one.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.